Well, Darren, 1-0 up from the first leg, but there's still a lot to do in this tie.
Yep, there's loads to do in this tie. Yeah, we know how good Cardiff are as a team. We know what they're going to bring. We know, and they know they need to score. You know, and this game could be turned upside down in the first minute, never mind the 90 minutes. So we're going out. If we score a goal, then it'll be a tough task for them to come back from that. So we're going to go for it.
You've already scored 3 goals in this competition this season. I bet you'd dearly love to score another one.
Absolutely,
tomorrow night.
No, I'd love to score as many as I can tomorrow night and help the club get to a massive cup final in its history. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who scores the goals. If we don't score and they don't score, we're still through. So it's one of those, if we go out and get a draw or win, we're through.
I think I'm right in saying you've never been to a Wembley final. Just what would it mean for you personally?
That would be massive. You know, I'm 27 now, and as you said, I've never been to a final. So I'll be getting out. I'll be enjoying myself as well as everyone else. And if we get to the final, then, you know, it'll be a memory and something I can tell my kids when they're grown up, and I'll be absolutely delighted.
And are the players all confident that they can go all the way?
Absolutely, yeah. We haven't really spoke about it too much since the first leg. We just concentrate on all the games coming up, the league games at the time. But no, we're quietly confident that we can get the result needed. You know, as I've said though, if we go out and we played them about 6 weeks ago at their place, if it's the same result, we're out. So if we can improve on that, and as I've said, get a draw or a victory, we're through.
With those wins over Wigan and Manchester United in earlier rounds, that must have given the squad a belief that they can do it.
Definitely, yeah. As I've said before, we've had a real hard cup run. I think you look at one of the hardest cup runs out of everyone involved, and we've dealt and coped with everything everyone's bought. And to beat Premier League quality like Wigan and especially Man United is a massive achievement for everyone. You know, you look at it, it's a big achievement that we're in the semi-finals. If it ended now, it's still a massive achievement, but we're still well in this tie, and we're really hoping to get something out of the game.
And how important is it that you're going down there with this one goal lead?
We're not really going to think about the goal lead. You know, if we go into it with that frame of mind, then you know we could be a bit lethargic, a bit lackadaisical, and get beaten. So we're going to go in that we're 0-0. We got to win the game. And I think if we go in with that mentality, I think we'll do well.
And it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere down there, and it's going to be packed with Palace supporters as well. Just how much is it going to mean for you that you can do it for those Palace
fans?
That'll
be fantastic, yeah. As you said, it's going to be a massive occasion for both clubs. It's going to be a sellout. It's always a good atmosphere there, and our fans are always fantastic. You know, I remember back to the Sheffield Wednesday game, it was like a home game, and I'm sure they'll make as much noise as they did there, and it really gives the team a big lift when you see the fans coming out in numbers, and they've been fantastic all season, and hopefully we can repay them with a cup final.
Well, good luck for tomorrow night, Darren.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.